Ryan Ryder here for Main Event Radio. Someone that hasn't been on the show for quite a while, but is one of my favorite guys to talk to, is Ethan Carter III, EC3. Welcome back into the main event.
Oh, well, you know, it's the main event. I'm a top guy. I'm used to being here, but it's good to be back. When did we last talk? What was our topic of discussion the last time?
It was right before... You were not yet world champion. Since you've been on the show last, you had not yet won the world championship.
So what you're saying is you're a good luck charm for me to become world champion again.
Yes, we are. We had last spoken to you, it was after the hair versus hair match, but you had not yet defeated Kurt Angle to be champion. So you won the championship, lost it to Matt Hardy controversially at Bound for Glory, won the world title series, became champion once again, and then Matt Hardy somehow beat you a second time. What happened there?
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, to those that were scouring the television sets and watching Impact over the year of 2015 on Destination America, I became World Heavyweight Champion. I became a damn good World Heavyweight Champion. I beat everybody, and then my aunt kind of pulled some chicanery because Matt Hardy poisoned her mind, stuck himself into a main event that was going to feature two up-and-coming young talents going at it hardcore, Drew Galloway and myself. He slipped in. His brother ended up becoming the special guest referee again. Thanks, Andy, for that one. They conjured some plan. Jeff Hardy, kind of in a moment of maybe feeling pity for his brother, since Jeff Hardy's way better than Matt Hardy, decided to help out Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy pinned Drew Galloway, not me, to become World Heavyweight Champion. I thought it best to strike that win from the record because it was so tainted, so awful, so controversial, so... bad for business. I filed an injunction. Matt Hardy pretended to be a good guy. The title was held up. It was relinquished in the World Title Series where I ran through 32 other competitors to become World Heavyweight Champion. And then I was tricked again by Matt Hardy. This time he got me. He got me good. I'll give him that. And he put his career on the line in a World Title match. I would love to see him go because I despise him and I loathe him. Unfortunately, that last man standing match ended up with me being betrayed by my closest confidant, Tyrus, and I lost. I lost the world title, and now I'm on the chase back.
So what was it like to be the world heavyweight champion?
It was really, I guess, a culmination of a nice work. You know, I grew up as a fan of the industry, obviously, who hasn't? Well, a lot of guys, but I, you know, something I always wanted to do, I pursued it. Wasn't easy. By any stretch of the imagination. A lot of bumps in the road, but, you know, culminated with me defeating the guy I idolized the most, Kurt Angle, in a match for World Heavyweight title. So, you know, I wore it with pride and honor, and meant a lot to me.
Did Pro Wrestling Illustrated taking away the world from their title status and their magazine, did that bother you at all?
No, because anyone's entitled to their opinion. I mean, if you're going to criticize other people's opinions, then you, therefore... are in the wrong because, you know, everyone has an opinion, and whether right or wrong, doesn't matter, and I'm pretty sure they retracted that because it was just a way to get, you know, attention. I don't know. I don't even know if that's still a thing. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't affect my paycheck. Doesn't affect my status in the industry. Doesn't affect anything I do ever. You know, so no, it doesn't bother me.
So now you're back on the chase. You've been working with Matt Hardy, who's been having a tremendous heel run. I'm surprised about that. What do you think about working with Matt?
Well, I guess, you know, in hindsight, he's a veteran of the industry. He's been in it for a very long time at a very high level. He's done it all, you know, so if you can't learn or get better being in the ring with a guy who has an accomplished record, such as a Matt Hardy, you know, you're doing the business wrong. So I've learned a lot for better and for worse. It's been great. I believe in the chemistry and our... you know, animosity between each other has really reflected in some very good television. Besides that, you know, I despise him and I loathe him, as I said, and I can't wait to defeat him and become World Heavyweight Champion and right this horrific wrong that has tainted our beautiful debut on Pop TV.
So how do you compare being on Pop TV versus your previous home at Destination America?
I guess it's poppier. I think very, very much popular. There's a lot. There's more color. It pops off the screen. It's hard to say because, you know, it's been 10 weeks, but it's been a great 10 weeks, and I think it's reflected in the product difference is in the approach of many in the locker room, because a lot of people are grasping the opportunity to succeed. You know, people have left the company, spots have opened up, and for a better thing, you know, people have been chasing it to get their name out there, get noticed, and deliver. And I think a lot of guys have stepped up and done that. It's sort of a rebranding. It's sort of, I don't want to say a restart, because that company's been through enough restarts. But it's not a restart, but it's a damn good product that's been solid for the past 10 weeks, and it's only going to, you know, keep going as long as we keep bringing that effort.
And it's all about getting the word of mouth going, people realizing that the product's on the upswing. You mentioned rebranding and how TNA's been through many different branding strategies through the years. Where do you see it? What direction do you see it going in from this point forward?
You know, I think we have to innovate our product, and we have to make it, I think we're on the right track with consistently good television that isn't insulting to your intelligence, that isn't, you know, that has continuity and has stories and has character progressions, and, you know, people do things within reason. Wins matter and losses matter. Titles matter. I think we need to keep building upon what we're doing now, but not rest on the laurels just because we're getting a little bit of good word of mouth. That's not the time to stop. The time to keep going forward and making it better. As far as other rebrandings and other things, I've only been there since 2013, so I can't speak about anything in the past, but since I've been there in 2013, late 2013, I was kind of the catalyst for a little bit of the direction they were going in the future, like trying to build homegrown stars, build new talent. So I was very fortunate in that opportunity, and hopefully delivered for them.
Well, for many years, AJ Styles was kind of referred to as the MVP of TNA. What would your thoughts be on AJ Styles' current success, and is the MVP something that you would be aspiring to become?
Yeah, I just want to be the best I can be, and if that requires MVP status, you know, Kevin Durant, say I'm the real MVP, that's cool. But, you know, I don't worry about accolades as much as I worry about, you know, just doing better. As far as AJ's success, I mean, he's a world-class talent. He's awesome. I'm always happy for other people's success, so if he's out there, you know, accomplishing another aspect of his career, more power to him. And he was TNA's MVP for a long time, but you know, he's not here anymore, so someone's got to pick up that mantle and run with it.
You mentioned Tyrus turning on you. It seems like a lot of people are turning on you recently. Rockstar Spud also, between you and Rockstar Spud, seems like you can't seem to stay away from each other. You had the classic hair versus hair match last year, and then recently on Impact, he turned on you, also joining Matt Hardy. Why can't you, Rockstar Spud, and Tyrus just get along?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a dick sometimes, so I get people turning on me. But, you know, in Tyrus's case, I almost feel like it was a lateral move. I mean, the man earned number one contendership. You know, I understand maybe taking me out to further your career, but to take me out just to hang with Matt Hardy, sort of a lateral move. But the thing about Tyrus is he's business savvy, so I'm sure he's up to something. You know, it's unfortunate. I thought we were cool. We were friends. I mean, granted, he was my employee, and I paid him to do what I asked, and, you know, he did it. You know, that was a relationship. That was a business relationship. He ended up failing at it. Whatever, he turned on me. Oh, well, I guess I got to beat up a 6'8", 350-pound monster. No problem. And as far as Rockstar Spud, I mean, there was a time we were really good friends. There was a time we were personal business acquaintances. There was a time I beat him and bloodied him and shaved him bald in front of his family. So for him to patiently wait 1 year to extract his revenge in a sort of subliminal mind screw towards me, I applaud that. Congratulations, you were successful, and you know, now I have to absolutely decimate you.
One thing that I really enjoyed that you did was your campaign to be the next world champion. You say that you're on the road again to become world champion for a third time. Will you be having another campaign?
I think we see enough campaigning and political stuff on television now in 2016 that it's almost ad nauseum. I don't know. I'm pretty sure a guy just got back from spending a year in space, and I turn on the news and all I can hear about is, you know, Super Tuesday and Trump/Hillary and
24 hours of breaking news.
Yeah. You know, and the guy was just in space for a year, and, you know, no one's really covering that. That's actually an accomplishment. So is it time to do another campaign? You know, I don't like to rehash the past. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was creative. It was cool. I was inspired by House of Cards, Frank Underwood, and you know, that was fun. But I think this campaign to reclaim the TNA World Heavyweight Championship is going to be built on ass kickery and fisticuffs and beatings and, you know, probably some laughs in between, hopefully.
Laughs are always good. You're listening to Main Event Radio. Ryan Ryder on the line with Ethan Carter III, the former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, on his quest to regain the belt. Speaking of campaigns, who do you think is going to be the next president of the United States?
Oh, that's a good question. No comment.
No comment. Okay. Don't want to alienate any listeners or fans?
If I tell you, and then, you know, even if I said one name, then I would probably get a bunch of hate tweets from one side, even though I just said one name. I didn't say I endorsed said name. You know, so it's politics are really weird because everyone has a firm stance on it and nobody can seem to actually just openly discuss it, you know? Mm-hmm. So if I was to say, I think Trump's actually going to be president because he's got some sort of crazy scheme going that seems to work at every turn, I will get bashed for it. Or if I say, Hillary's going to be the next president, you know, then I'll get bashed for that. And, you know, I don't want to get bashed. I just want to live in the middle, you know?
But now the Sanders and Cruz supporters aren't going to be happy because he didn't mention them.
Well, I mean, she pretty much solidified after Super Tuesday. So, hey, you know, I mean, no, I can't. See, now we're going to start talking about it. And, you know, I'd vote for Ross Perot. Ross Perot's my pick.
All right, let's move on from politics back to professional wrestling, back to sports entertainment. I mean, you worked with Kurt Angle a lot. He's been having his TNA retirement tour as of late. You actually defeated him for your first major championship victory. So what are your thoughts over the last 2 years or so of you working with Angle and him retiring?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a dream come true to be able to work at a high level with the guy that really, I guess, was responsible for me actually wanting to pursue wrestling as a job and a career. So, you know, dreams come true. It was awesome. Not only in the ring, but behind the scenes, he was a great help to me in any aspect. Anytime I had questions, he had answers. Very easy to talk to about, you know, the business aspect. So I owe him just about everything I have, and I would be sad to see him go wherever he decides to go. But, you know, he's a legend. He's the man. He's the best pro wrestler of all time. And that's all I got to say about that.
I know you enjoyed traveling, Ethan. Where's your next travel destination?
Sunny Boston, Massachusetts, I think.
Okay, what are you planning to do there?
I'll probably professionally wrestle, and then I'll probably drive in a car to go to professionally wrestle in New Jersey the next day. So, yeah, I guess I'll be in Lowell, Massachusetts for Big Time Wrestling Friday, and I will be at the big event Saturday morning in New York by LaGuardia Airport, and then Saturday night I'll be at Ace Pro Wrestling in New Jersey, and then the next Saturday I'll be at XICW in Detroit, Michigan, and then I believe the weekend after that will be some TNA tapings.
Back in Orlando, right?
Allegedly. Who's gonna tell me?
You haven't been told yet?
No, I've been told, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, I think it's been announced. It's been announced. It's on the schedule.
Got it? All right. Yeah. Good. All right.
So I've asked you this before, but I want to know, when is TNA going to come back to Canada?
Not soon enough. I mean, we're on the Fight Network. They're awesome partners to be with. You know, a lot of the feedback I get from the internet is from Canada. So I think we'd be remiss not to be in Canada. I love to go to Canada because the beer is heavier and the fans are awesome. So when is that going to be? I have no idea. That's above my pay grade, unfortunately. But sooner rather than later, I hope.
Are you surprised by how much success you've achieved in the company in a relatively short period of time?
I'm not surprised by it. I'm just surprised that the opportunity came about, you know, just from where I came from and what I went through and where I've been, that I was given such a blessing of an opportunity to run with the ball, so to speak. So I knew I could do it, you know, and someone had faith in me, and I thank them for having that faith because, you know, I was in the game for a while without any real results, and now I didn't take myself out of the game. I stuck it out, and it's rewarded me greatly. So,
how much time do you have left on your contract?
Well, that's a great question. I think January of next year,
2017. Okay,
16, right?
Yeah. No, right now it's 16. It's 16 now. It's March 3rd, 2016 right now. So January 2017.
That sounds right to me.
Okay.
Something like that. Who knows? You know, I don't worry about little things like that.
All right. Could be big contract negotiations coming up towards the end of the year, but that's down the line.
You never know.
Yeah.
Are you offering to be my agent? Do you know? Are you going to take 10%?
I can be your agent.
We'll talk off air.
Okay, we'll discuss it after the show. So yeah, so you're on your campaign now to be, well, you said you don't want it to be a campaign, but you're on your route to regain that world championship. Is that your, I guess that's your goal right now, to have a rematch with Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I guess it's not a campaign as much as a pilgrimage this time, you know, to the promised land once again. Technically, yeah, you know, I had my rematch with Matt Hardy in a cage, and I was defeated, of course, via chicanery, but I was still defeated. I'm not going to be like Matt Hardy and complain and whine and say I deserve another shot, even though I lost. I'm going to have to work my way back up, and whatever that takes, I'm willing to do it. And I just hope and pray nobody defeats Matt Hardy before I get the chance to again.
Has Tyrus ever used his world championship shot?
Pretty sure he's sitting on that, you know, sitting on it pretty heavy. It's in his enormous JNCO jeans back pocket. Got it.
Okay, so that can be an interesting equation in the mix as well.
There's a lot of math problems, and it's like Russell Crowe and Beat of Mind trying to figure them all out on a window. Where could it go? Who knows? What's the formula? We'll find out.
TNA superstar Ethan Carter, thank you for joining us this evening on Main Event Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure, and you know, next time I pop on here, I guess I'll be a third-time World Heavyweight Champion, and we'll be talking about the great tour in Canada we just did, and we'll be cheers in Labatt Blue or Molson Ice, whatever it may be. And
what's your preference? What Canadian beer do you like?
I did like Molson Canadian and Labatt Blue.
Good choices.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
I'm a Molson guy myself. Molson Export. Yeah.
Steel, fast machine, my pockets full.